sugya. The truth is that this sugya is a little bit less of a bracha sugya than it is a kashrim sugya, but it has its roots in the six pech of brachas. That's where the Gemara appears, that's where the Tosfos that becomes a pivotal part of the entire sugya appears. We're going to tackle the sugya a little bit out of the realm of it with brachas, and hopefully try to get a little bit of understanding what's going on. So just to put us back into the how we got into the sugya, we're going to get into the sugya in a moment. This is all a throwback that we started off this year a couple of weeks ago with the introduction as to what the source of Birchas Hamanan is. And the Gemara had an attempt to teach us that the whole source of Birchas Hamanan is a real din min haTorah. It's based on Psukim. The Psukim are the phrase Kodesh Lulam Hashem. The Torah describes the fourth year fruit after oil is over. So the fourth year fruit. So you eat that fruit. You eat it in the state of Hilulam Hashem. It's Kodesh. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Eat the Kedush Vitara. And the phrase that the Torah uses is Hilulam. Yemeshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, we take a look back at Laman Ham and Aleph, the Gemara says, Dunani, really, what's the source of brachas? Kodesh Lulam Hashem, Malamet Shetu Unim Brachas Lepreim Bachreim. So the Lashon Hilul Halel is Lefarech. And this teaches us that you have to recite brachas on all fruit. Lav Dafka, this particular fruit is Kodesh. Regular apple is that Kodesh. But the phrase Hilulam refers somewhat to the eating of all kinds of fruit. And then, we'll see, in a certain sense, extension to all kinds of food. So at this stage, the Gemara thinks that Birchas Hamanan is deraisa based on a pasuk. Now, of course, we all know that at the end of the day, this pasuk is not really going to be the source for anything. And whether Birchas Hamanan is deraisa, there are buttons that we spoke a lot about in the past. But at least let's take it through the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara thought this was a mokor. Mikadam Rabbi Akiva. Also, the other shiitam klum kaidim shivach. Therefore, a person is not allowed to enjoy anything, not allowed to taste anything from this world before he recites a book. So we ask the Gemara question, what do you mean? This phrase, Kodesh Elulim, is really there to teach me Hilchos Brachos. Hi, Kodesh Elulim, Lachi Yudhi Asa. Hi, Mi Vayelay. The Pasuk is needed for something else. Now, just within that question of the Gemara we highlighted a couple of weeks ago, you see clearly the Gemara thought that we're dealing with the Deraisa. Because the Gemara thought this is all a smach, this is all just Ramazan, just hints for Dirim Derabanan, then we wouldn't have presented such a question. So it's clear from the whole flow of the Gemara that anything and everything derived from this phrase, Kodesh Elulim, is going to be elevated to a level of deraisa. Otherwise, the Shachatai of the Gemara would make no sense. So the Gemara asks, how can you tell me Kodesh Elulim teaches me brachas? We need the phrase to teach me two things. Hilul is Lashon Rabim. Chad, so one Lashon Hal is the Talmid Yom Rachmana. Achlei, Fahadar, Achlei. Almost a little bit of a play on the word Hilul and Chilul. The Mishami talks about what gives us the right to mix and match two words that seem not to be the same word at all. It's another time and a place. But here the Gemara is deriving the Lashon Hilul, almost like related to the word Chilul. What does Chilul mean? Chilul means to be Paideh. How do you know what to do with the fourth year fruit? The Torah says it's Kodesh. What do you do with the Dabar Kodesh? So we think you take it through Shalayim, and what if I can't take the Shalayim? What if I can't Shalayim? It's too far of a trip. So then the Torah gives me another option. Achlei b'mechalet, b'paydit, redeem it. V'hadar achlei b'dechof, and then go ahead and eat it. So the one drush of the Araisa that's derived from the phrase Hilulim, is the Hilul is a play on the word Hilulim, and this is one of the sources for the Din Araisa, that Ravoy is actually redeemed. We follow this Adayah and Mezeh. Anyone in Eretz Yisrael is aware of the fact that you have a fruit tree, so the first 3 years you can use it, fourth year it's a Ravoy. Whether or not this plays out in the flow, also we'll talk about it subsequently, a little bit further down in the daf. But there's clearly a Din of Pidyon Ravoy, and one of the sources for Pidyon Ravoy is actually this Drasha. So this is clearly Din Deraisa. Achle Vodra. And what's the double wash of Hilul coming to teach us? The Itach, the other Din of Hilul, is telling as follows. Dabar haton shira ton Hilul, v'she'en haton shira ein ton Hilul. Not all fruit has Kedushas Ravoy on it, at least according to one opinion. And how do you know which fruit has Kedushas Ravoy and which doesn't? So any fruit that requires shira, that requires Hilul, that requires to sing on it, those are the kinds of fruit that require chilul for Ravoy. What in the world does that mean? What fruit do you sing on? The Gemara continues. Uchid Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan. The Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin she'en omim shira el alayayin. How do you know that shira in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim sang songs to accompany the Korbanos, many of the Korbanos. So when was the shira sung? The shira was not sung at the time when the Korban was actually brought. It was rather sung at the time of the Nisach HaYayin. When the wine was poured on the Mizbeach to accompany the Korban, then and only then was there a mitzvah of Shira Salaviyim. So the Gemara says that since Shira is always associated with wine, So when the Torah says that you have to observe Kodesh Hilulim, so that means only those kinds of fruit, i.e. grapes, only wine, those are the only things that are subject to Revoi. Other fruit are not subject to Revoi. Now again, I didn't say we pass in that way. This is at least one stage in the Gemara. So again, just to recap, there are two dinim that the Gemara is suggesting to learn from the words, the word Hilulim. One is the very basic halacha of Pidyon Revoi. The second halacha, that Pidyon Revoi, Kedushas Revoi, is limited only to grapes. And how do we know it's limited to grapes? Because it's only something which is ton hilul, something ton shira is ton hilul. And how do you know that enom shira layayin? That's the basis for the entire din. So the Gemara quotes a very, very strange source. The Gemara continues, the Amr Kishmah Bechlein of the Yonisim, minayin shenom shira layayin. So we're expecting some pasuk in Chumash somewhere, some pasuk in Vayikra, some real bona fide derasha, deraisa. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Shoftim, shenemar, remember back to fifth grade, the story with Abimelech, the son of Gidon, killed his brother, Yosef, and Mashallah, wild. So in the middle of that whole story, so the Pasuk says that there's like a marshal that was given of the different trees. The trees were looking for a king. So the vine says, I don't want to be the king. Why don't I want to be a king? If I become the king, I won't be able to produce wine anymore. And I want to keep on making wine. And what's the great about making wine? Because wine gives great joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it gives great joy to people. So frankly, Gemara Kasha, it's just strange Gemara. It's Kasha on the Moshel that's given. We're dashing a din from the words of the Geffen in the Moshel. Im Anoshim Mesameach, Elokim B'mem Mesameach. If I understand that wine makes people happy, in Simcha Levi'ai maybe, how does it make a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal happy? From here we derive the din that Shira Salavim is only said in the context of Nisach Hayayin. So you put together this din based on the Poskin Shoftim, the Enom Shira Layayin, combined with the drash of Hilulim, Chilulim, and that teaches me that Orla, that the Revoi is limited only to grapes, and therefore we don't have the Poskin available to teach Birchas Brachas. That is Adkat Devir Gemara. A startling, startling Gemara. So the only thing we can walk away from this Gemara and say is that we throw our hands up, but these are all Dirim Deraisa. Because if these are not Dirim Deraisa, then the whole Gemara makes absolutely no sense. If these are just a game, they're abundant, I don't know, literally a game, but Asmachtas and Ramazim and little, you know, not real bona fide rushes, so what's the big deal? So you can learn everything from the non bona fide rushes. So the fact that the Gemara is, you know, picking away and saying, you can't dash in this because I'm dashing that, you can't dash in that because I'm dashing this, it's clear for the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming these are real Dinim Deraisa. If this is a real Dinim Deraisa, so then we're faced with a very, very startling source for it. That Minayin She'enu Mishir Layayin is based on a Pasuk, Sefer Shoftim. So we can paraphrase a question that the Gemara asks in many places. Aga Asa Shoftim Ad Amra. And what were they doing before the Navi Shoftim? I grant that I'm a Kabbalah. Whatever Vasa says that Shmuel Navi wrote Shoftim Ibn Avuah, I understand that. What was going on beforehand? So the answer is what the Gemara says multiple times, even though the Gemara here doesn't spell it out, but it's obvious, that very, very often the Gemara will derive a din, quote unquote, derive a din deraisa from a poskin avi. And the Gemara will ask, come on, you can't do that. Ad asi yecheska man amra, ad asi shmo man amra, ad asi yishaya man amra. What was the din deraisa beforehand? So the answer the Gemara says every time, hilchas a gemira la v'yas mechei yecheska lakura. Hilchas a gemira la v'yas yemiyah v'yas mechei lakura. Namely, there is no question that this was a tradition min haTorah, that the mitzvah of Nisach Hayayin, Nisach Hayayin is for sure a din min haTorah. The Gemara learns it out from multiple sources in Masechet Erechin. So for sure there's a din deraisa of Nisach Hayayin, and the din deraisa of Nisach Hayayin must take place vishas, the din deraisa of Shira, and that din deraisa of Shira must take place vishas Nisach Hayayin. So there's no question that that's a din deraisa. And obviously, this is not the real source. This is clearly an asmachta, so to speak. But this is clearly din deraisa chasa gemirula. So we're going to try to focus a little bit on the parameters of this din because it got thrown at us in a little bit of a, you know, from left field. This halacha called ein omer shira layayin to try to understand what exactly are the parameters of this. So we take a look. Hopefully, the marble cups all came through. So we take a look at Maseches Erechin, where most of the sugya of Shira appears. So the Gemara quotes a very strange machlokes hatanoim on daf yud aleph amud aleph. It's just a couple of lines before the lines get wide. So Tana Rabbanan, the two dots. First one, the line is below the ma'isras. Tana Rabbanan, hashir ma'akev es ha-korban divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's view is that the saying of the shir at the time of karbanos, whichever karbanos require shir, not all karbanos do, but those karbanos that require a shira, the shir is ma'akev the korban. And if you didn't sing the shir, then you weren't yotze. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. And the Chum said, it's not true. It's not ma'akev. And the Gemara goes on to try to show you what the sources are, why it should not be ma'akev. So this is a very, very startling statement that the Gemara says. Hashir ma'akev is the korban, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, I didn't say we follow Rabbi Meir Shita. But let's look at this through the eyes of Rabbi Meir for a second. Hashir ma'akev is the korban. The saying of the Shira is ma'akev is the korban. Anyone begin to sense what's bothering about that statement? The Shira is ma'akev is the korban. Based on what we just learned in Brachas Daf Lamed.
She has not brought the carbons for the
night. Oh, Danny says, wait a second. Danny says, first of all, the shir has nothing to do with the carbon. The shir is sung at the time of the Nesachim. So I will counter that by saying, well, maybe the shir is ma'akev the yayin, and maybe the yayin is ma'akev the carbon. Maybe, right? So you should counter that by saying, Rabbi, that's not true. How do we know it's not true? So the Rishonim say, there is a din that maybe Adam carbono hayom, you can bring the korban today, and when you get around to bringing the wine, in a month from now, you bring the wine, in a month from now, those are the Maseches Benachos, so already getting used to some of the sugyos relating to Menachos and Nesachim. So many korbanos that are accompanied by Menachos and Nesachim. Menachos are the flower offerings, there are different kinds of Menachos, obviously, but here we're talking about there are Menachos that accompany certain kinds of Zavachim, and there are Nesachim that accompany those Zavachim. So the Torah says, let's say a person brings a korban, so he's going to bring yayin. He doesn't have to bring the yayin today. He can bring the korban today. He'll eat the meat of the korban today, and he'll worry about the yayin. And next month, next trip to Yerushalayim, we'll bring the yayin. And that's perfectly okay. If that's the case, maybe Adam korban ayom, or Nesach v'yachal lamed yoyim, so then obviously, it doesn't make any sense to speak about the yayin being ma'akev the korban. If the yayin is not ma'akev the korban, then how in the world could the shira be ma'akev the korban if the shira itself has nothing to do with the korban per se? So this is not my kasha. This is the kasha of all the Rishonim bothered with. So comes Tosfos in Erechim Daf Yud Aleph and Min Aleph and poses this question. The second Tosfos, Hashira ma'akev the korban kasha. The Hashira b'shas nisuch. We just learned Brachas Daf Lamed Hey that the shira is sung b'shas nisuch. And we already proved that's a din d'oraisa, notwithstanding the somewhat of a strange source for it, but we were forced, based on Gemara Brachas Lamed Hey, to assume these are all din d'oraisa. How in the world can anyone say it's not in the korban? The shir b'shas nisuch, the nisuch and the keres korban. The other maybe zivcha yom nisachim mikan and abar yomim. I think it's a mistake in the gears thing. It's supposed to be the asar yom, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the lashon of the Gemara. It doesn't make much of a difference for us. V'nira sistosas, v'nira lefarish. Shir ma'akev es ha-korban, haynu nisuch. Shimein shira ein nisuch. You know what Tosfos just said? Tosfos said your question is better than your answer. Namely, enochinami. There is no way under the sun that the lack of shira could ever be ma'akev the korban, because quite frankly, Tosfos says the shira has absolutely nothing to do with the korban itself. So what in the world did Rabbi Meir mean? Rabbi Meir meant the shira is ma'akev the nisuch. What does that mean? I brought my korban ready last month. I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm all ready to bring my yayin. I'm about to pour the yayin in the mizbech, and all the Levium lost their voices. No Levium, no Levium. I know maybe that's why Danny's so close to this, you know, thought, you know, Levi. None of the Levium are able to sing. It's a total disaster. So what do I do? So Rabbi Meir says, you better go find the Levi who knows how to sing. He'll come back next week. He said, you cannot bring the yayin unless it's going to be accompanied with the shira. And the Chum said, no. So the Evid is good anyway. So it won't be accompanied with the shira, but the Evid is still okay. But the korban, Mardochna, who mentioned the korban? Who mentioned the korban? Rabbi Meir said the korban. Shir ma'akev is the korban. That doesn't really mean it. So this is an example where you see a pshat in Tosfos. So we understand conceptually why Tosfos had to say what they had to say. Because l'chora, to say that the shir is ma'akev the korban proper doesn't make any sense. Based on Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. But textually, it's very difficult, because Rabbi Meir does use the misleading phrase, Hashir ma'akev is a korban. So very often when you see these kinds of Hashitas in Rishonim, you know there's going to be someone who's going to disagree. And you know that, unlike Tosfos, whose pshat is good It's good, you know, conceptually, but a little bit hard to understand textually. You can find Rishonim who be the other way around. So if you take a look at the Sheet Mekubetzes, I have to emphasize, if you take a look at it, if you're able to see the Sheet Mekubetzes, those are the printout. I don't know whether I don't even stand a fighting chance on seeing the sheet, and even on the phone, unless you make it really big. So in the Sheet Mekubetzes is printed on the side of the Gemara, in Maseches Menachos. So it's an Os, it's Os Vav. I'm going to take all the Tefira classes for this one and hope for the best. But Os Vav. V'yim Tovim. V'halo Ashir in a ba elan asochin. Kidem rin lekamon. Sounds familiar. Dein o Mashir el ayayin. V'yam minu v'rek ha-kami t'rava. V'yafil rabbi meir. Other maybe zivcha yomim sochim l'yach ha-kami yomim. V'kevim de ein nisuch ein shir. V'yafil ochel ma'akev. So, bottom line is, it can't be ma'akev. Tosis kashin. The Shlomar, the Hatika Oma the Shir Ma'akev, Hainu Kishe Hevi Hanesachim Ima Korban. About Kishelo Hevi Ima Korban, Lo Shaykh Ikov Bishir, from the Rosh Betesvas, the answer is from the Taizas HaRosh. What does it mean? What are the words? What did the Rosh just say? What did Shimon Betz just say? Shimon Betz just told us, Gval Kichidish. Yeah, we usually think the korban and the yayin have nothing to do with each other. I mean, not to do each other. Literally, they're two different korbanos. Haraya, you bring the korban today, you bring the yayin next month if you want to. But, Zot Peshit B'Kubet says, if you chose to bring the korban together with the yayin, you know what happens? A new halacha just kicked in. Nobody told you. Nobody held you here. Nobody forced you to do that. But Im Tim Salam, you did, then the korban and the yayin transformed to become one unit, one korban. And now, catch this one, says the Shita. If there's an equal, if there's something that's disqualifying the ayin, that will translate to disqualify the korban itself. And the korban itself will mamash become possible. Now, again, this is clearly very, very easy to understand textually. It's mamash ma'akavis a korban, provided those are the facts, that you brought this particular korban with the ayin. But it's kind of a little bit more difficult to understand conceptually. Like, nobody told you to bring it together because you chose to bring it together. That elevates the yayin to the point that the yayin now is back at the carbon. But I'm the guy who did it. So make believe I didn't bring it together. Give me another chance. I'll bring the yayin separately. So it's a very difficult to understand conceptually. But at least textually we understand it. So we look like this every shayin. So we have a Tosfos in Erech and Dafir Aleph. How to make sense of the Shittas Rabbi Meir, Shem Akvas, the Korban, light of Brachas Tavamadei, Shem Kubetz, and says the Rosh of the series. Let's go one step further. Let's see if we can begin to analyze this. What do we think this Machlokes depends on? What's the lumbus of this Machlokes? Why does Tosfos throw the hands up and say it is inconceivable, impossible, in any scenario whatsoever, for the Shira to be Ma'akev the Korban? It's just a non-starter. And the Tosfos of Rosh says, I'll find you a case. It takes a little bit of creativity, a little maneuvering, but I'll find you a case. It can be done. And Tosfos says it can't be done. It's lo yitachein, and therefore Tosfos would rather reread the text of the Gemara and say, Shira Ma'akev the Korban doesn't mean it. It means Ma'akev Sayayin, rather than even admit, even a mashu of a mashu, there's a case that's Ma'akev the Korban. What's the Nekudas of Ma'akev?
Tosfos looks at us as two independent entities. Yeah, and the carbon two separate.
It means always. Always, right. I understand almost why Tosfos didn't want to go down the route of Tosfos Rosh, but can we say it even more within everything that we're talking about? Let's just say this phrase again over here, from the Gemara Brachas, off the bottom of the Kinsabi. Just phrase again. Dabar Shu Mechmen Ab Yenison, Minayin Che'eno Meshir El Ayayin. How do you know that you only say Shir El Ayayin? What's the implication of that statement? What's the start? What was almost the starting point behind that statement? When I say minayin that something is true, what's licked in a question of minayin?
That there is shira by minayin.
Think about before the minayin. Minayin is telling me a chiddush. I need a pasuk that says a kos of Allah Hashem to tell me minayin that the shira is only on the ayin. What would I have thought? Misvarishayin, if not for this pasuk in Shoftim, so to speak, if not for this din deraisa, what would I have thought? Here we have a parasha of a korban, you have a parasha of yayin, you have a parasha of shira, I'm sorry. There's a parasha of korban, there's a parasha of yayin, there's a parasha of shira, all dinim deraisa. The Torah says beferish, you want to bring a korban, you bring a korban. And then you bring yayin with it, and then you sing shira with it. All those three things are true. Minayin shirom shira liyayin. What would I have thought? When would it make most sense to say the shira? I think that's the primary korban here. I mean, the menachas, the nesachim are secondary. First you learn meseches vachem, then you learn meseches menachas. So menachas takes over 100 blocks to learn menachas also, but it's secondary to zvachim. The ikar korban, you bring zevach unusachim dvarayom v'yamol. You bring the korban, and the nesachim are there to accompany the korban. So clearly the svara v'shayim bit that you have to do the shira v'shas ikar korban korban. Now, whether you want to tell me the Ikar Korban is a korban, is this Rita Sadah maybe? Maybe it's Akhtaras Kolom Vevor? I'm not sure what point in time that would have been, but to stick the Shira B'Shas Ayayin is really a Chiddush HaTorah. I never would have said it, and that's exactly what Shteit in Brachas Lamanei Minayin. See, after Midayik, even the Minayin means I would have thought Fakir. So now, what's the Kamash B'Lon of this? So the Kamash B'Lon is what? Let's think it through. Yesh lachbar. I feel like we're brisk now. Saying to say brisk chakir is in kachim, they can't get more brisk. What's the kamash b'lon? So there's a halacha, there's a din, there's a posse, there's a kalach. Whatever you want to call the source for this din derais that appears in Brachas Lamed Hay. That unlike and contrary to what your havamina was, the din is now mischadish to us that you say shiru b'shasayai.
The havamina was wrong.
Oh, so what does that mean? The havamina was wrong. It means we thought all along that. Let's put some lom to shalingo on this. What was the mechayiv of the shira? Our svarishayna was that the korban, korban, the korban is the mechayiv. What's the kamash malon? That the korban is not the mechayiv. What's the mechayiv? Mechayiv is the nisachayayim. It's a different mechayiv. What changed between the havamim and the maskana was not just the question of chronologically when that song, when the levim starts singing. But what changes is the fundamental nature of what the Etzem HaMechayiv was. What was the Geirim of the Shira in the first place? Was the Geirim of the Shira, we thought in the Havamina was the Korban HaKorban, Kum, Kamash V'lon, the Pasuk, Pelach V'Sinim, whatever you want to call it, that no, it's the Yayin, that's the Mechayiv. And the Korban is Hakadat the Mechayiv. Korban has nothing to do with the Shira. Well, that's not the Pshat. What's the Pshat? What's it? We thought in the Havamina that the Korban is the Mechayiv, and guess what? It is the Mechayiv. But what? The korban is the mechayev, but the shas ha-shira is the shas nischayayim. That means that the shira still emanates from the korban. The korban is the mechayev, but just because the korban is mechayev doesn't necessarily mean that you sing the song at the time of the korban. The korban sets up this chiyuv, and then the mitzvah shira has to come. Like, licked in the shira is that has to be shas ha-yayim. Like the Moshe, there are different parameters of what the mitzvah of shira salavim is all about. Yes, like some sukkim, all dinim der aysin in erech and nefin aleph. So according to one Tana, Shira has to be b'kli. You can't just have Levim get up and sing. They have to be accompanied by instruments. Another Tana says, no, you can Shira b'peh. Machlekes HaTorah, what exactly Shira means? So there are details, there are parameters. What's being Shira? What is included in this din derais of Shira Levim? So it could be that one of the din derais of the parameters of Shira is that the Shira must be said at a very, very specific time in the Akrava. And that's B'shas Nisachayayin. But the Mechayim is the Korban itself. So we know for a fact that pre-Bidayin, before the drasha, before this halachic was given to us, that Einam Shir Layayin, we know for a fact that the Korban was the Mechayev. That's the Svar Rishayin, that the Korban was the Mechayev. What we're not sure is, what was this Chadash afterwards? Was it this Chadash afterwards that everything is radically different, and now it's the Nesachim, the Yayin's the Mechayev? Or no, we were talking right, Havamim was talking 100% right, the only little quirk that changed is the timing. The Mechayev didn't change, the timing changed. Nope. Tosfos looked at the sugya and said, "Lo yitochein b'shum ponim ve'oifen that the lack of shira can impact on the korban. It's a non-starter. There is no shape or form that the korban can become disqualified because there's no shira. You know why? Because lemaskana, the shira is not going to do the korban. It's like saying, I blew shofar." And then 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in the sukkah, and there's a problem with my sukkah. Oh, you found with your sukkah, see your shofar was no good. The korban doesn't speak to the shira, she doesn't speak to the korban, they're not doing each other. So according to Tosfos, you can make up case and date tomorrow. You chose to bring your korban together with your nesachim. Good, shkoach to you. Why don't do anything? If the mechayiv of achareik yichleis hakol, acharei hamaskanas halach mashsinai, is that the mechayiv is the yayin, so what shayin is the korban? Have it been possible? That's what Tosfos told the handsome. He says, you're talking right. It's impossible. And therefore, the Rebbe Meir gives up that the carbon is possible. He meant the yayin is possible. The carbon is never possible. And the Rosh said, no. The Rosh, that's not true. The Rosh said, it is possible for the carbon to become possible. It's not crazy, because after all, the carbon and the shira are very much related to one another. The carbon is the mechayim, is the geir of the shira. Now the Rosh says, logistically it may not work, because if you chose to bring your carbon today and your yayin tomorrow, so then obviously the lack of shira is not going to retroactively disqualify your carbon. But im tzalom, you personally chose to bring them together, so then it's not a shayach for the carbon to be possible. It's not just technically, that's the theory of the shayach. That is, in actuality, that is possible.
Why can't we say retroactively it's possible? Because if you're going to tell me the mechayim is set up earlier on, so unless you complete the process, it's as if you did nothing.
Yeah, okay, so I think that's the times that Rush felt, that they felt that was too much of a stretch. They felt that to do a mitzvah now, and to get credit for the mitzvah now, and then tomorrow turn around and say that, oh, by the way, we missed something, we're interrupting, I think the times that Rush felt that was too much of a stretch.
A person never completed it, if it was something, let's say, a nether or whatever it may be, does not do tashlum?
I don't know, I hear you, Tan. I mean, in theory, you could have said, you could have gone, you want to take the Tzad Rosh going for one step further. You want to say, once you're willing to concede that the carbon's mechayev, so let a possible retract, or maybe. Okay, but at least I can hear what Tzad Rosh is. The fact that Tzad Rosh is applying a psul to the carbon proper is clearly taking one side in this chakira, and the fact that Tzad couldn't dream of such a scenario, I think, is taking the other side. Anyway, this is just the introduction. It's not the main part we want to talk about. We have to read the Gemara. You have to read the Gemara, appreciate the words minayin, and appreciate what we're talking about. Let's go back now to that Gemara and Brachas for a second, back to Tosfos on the Torah. Because Tosfos and Brachas up on the Hamid Aleph makes an observation about Shira Alayayin. That's a very startling observation. Tosfos says, the small Tosfos, it's third Tosfos on the page in Lamed Hamid Aleph, She'enom Shira Alayayin, Perush. Just the fact that Tosfos says Perush, you can already be Medayik. What was wrong with the Gemara? What are you perish for? What word do you understand? Ain, Omrim, Shira, El Alayah. Perish. So I'll tell you why Tosfos says perish. Because they're about to tell you something which is mind-boggling. It may not even be true. Perish. Ain, Omrim, Shira, Al Shum, Achilas, Mizbeach. I didn't see those words in the Gemara. Tosfos says, but Ain, Omrim, Shira, Alayah means any Shira that's related to the Mizbeach, that's related to something that's Karba Gabi Mizbeach, Kigon Zvikas Domin. So Tosfos is telling what the Hava Minah would have been. Remember we threw up before, what was the before the Minayan? So Tosfos clearly learned the Minayan was teaching me, don't tell me a story that you do Zvikas Adam, that you do Shira Bishah Zvikas Adam, which would have made a lot of sense, because if you learn Zvachah Minochas, if you didn't feel like you're out, if you're not learning Defiyom, you're not responsible for this, but if you learn Defiyom, you didn't figure out yet that Zrikas Adam is the most important part of the carbon, then you missed something in the last 150 blocks. So Zrikas Adam is critical. So comes to us and says, but the klal is that Einam Shira, don't say Shira on Zrikas Adam in Mechilas Mizbeach, V'nisach HaMayim. I don't even want to talk about that yet. We have a lot to talk about, but hopefully that at a later point, make sure you didn't see those words. Ki Yimalayayim. So when you're saying a shira for Nachilas Mizbeach, it has to be done alayayin. Avavadem etzim shira v'alayayin. Says Tosfos, we never find a shira in all of Hilchos Kodeshim and Alei Beis Hamikdash. We don't find shiras which are not alayayin. Avadem etzim. For example, Kon Halosh b'shchidus p'sachim. So Mishnah Maseches p'sachim, the fifth verse, that when the shechta come, basically say Halosh, that was a shira. Where was the yayin? First of all, Korban Pesach is not even accompanied by yayin altogether. So Tosfos says, why isn't that Mishnah in Pesachim a stira to this klal of brachas of lamed hay? So the answer is Tachilas Mizbeach. So Tosfos says, that's okay. That doesn't bother us. We never insisted that you can't say shiras. You can't say sing other songs. Shalom b'shas Tachilas Mizbeach. Sing whatever you want. But if you're doing shira al Tachilas Mizbeach, i.e. a shira from Zvikas Adam, don't do b'shas Zvikas Adam, do b'shas. So now I understand why Tosfos felt compelled to say the word perish, because I wouldn't have seen that. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says ein om shirayai. Ein om. Ein means you don't. Never, ever, 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 ever. Tosfos says, not always never, ever, ever. Just mostly never, ever. But once in a while you do, i.e. any kind of a shira that is not accompanied by Nechilas Mizbeach, and not Nechilas Mizbeach, that's perfectly okay. And that the din is that om shirayai. Om shirayai. And the proof positive from Shechitas HaPesach. So notwithstanding this tosis, let's go back now to the Gemara Erechin. Back to Yudalef of Adalef. It's with a wide line, start about 10 lines or so down into the wide lines. First little line is Tov. The Gemara just finished telling you about 5 different Mekoiris for the din that you'd require Shira in the first place. It doesn't say it explicitly in the Chumash. The Gemara has a whole bunch of different Psukim and Drashas to teach me that there is a din of Shira Bechlal. So Amar of Masna, first little line is Tov. Amar of Masna. Minayim lebikurim sheta'udin shira. How do you know when you offer bikurim, so you have to sing? The Mishnah in bikurim describes they were singing, they were shira that took place that accompanied the bikurim. How do you know that? If they're all the psukim that we just finished quoting were talking about karbanos, they weren't talking about bikurim. So the Gemara asks you, toiv toiv mehocha. It's a gzeir shava. It says tov by shira. One of the sources for Shiras Alevim is Takas Hashem Avadatas Hashem Lekach B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. So the Gemara says Ezu Avoda Shem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. Have you almost Shira? So you see that the Torah uses the word Tov in the context of Shira. It's that Rashi, by the way. That was the song became an Avram Fritzl and Mohammed David's over there. If Mashmah from Rashi is singing a Nigan Lomin Yiras B'Simcha, he quotes the Rashi there in Eretz Yisrael to a song. They ran out of Tzuchel, ran out of Mar Chazal, they have to put Rashi's and Erechin already to put the music. So, comes the Gemara and says, since the Torah uses the word Tov in the context of Shira, and the word Tov appears by Bikur, B'samachta B'chol Tov, so the Gzer Shava, again, this is clearly a Din Deraisa. The Gemara state, Minayin the Bikur B'shadun Shira, it's a Din Deraisa, Gzer Shava Tov Tov. Prek the Gemara Imi, is that really true? Catch this question. From Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni of Yenison, Minayin She'yom Shira El Alayayin. How do you know that you don't say Shira if it's not on wine? Sounds familiar. Shnei v'tomah magefen echadal tisti roshim v'smech l'kim an Hashem imanosh v'smech l'kim v'smech v'kadosh v'shira l'yayin. I write out of brachas aflam adayar gemara. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How can you tell me a story that you say Shira when you bring bikurim? Where's the yayin? That's the Gemara's kasha. What happened to the yayin? If you're right that this Shira by bikurim, how can that be? How can it be Shira by bikurim? If at the same time, in Ushilayayin, it's a good kasha, no problem, good territory. Mishkacha Soligma says, Kiditani Rabbi Yossi, Priyata maybe at a maybe mashkin, that there's a dinuchas bikurim, that you have to bring the fruit to the base of Mikdash. I can't squeeze out all the pomegranates and bring a bottle of pomegranate juice to the kohen. That I can't do. You have to bring the fruit itself. What about Hebe and Novi Vidarchim? And what about grape juice? If you want to bring a bottle of wine, that's okay. Tamadana Tavi. So why is the exception to the rule? Why that's the exception to the rule? Pasuk, drasha, svara. We spoke a little bit about this back in Pesachim days. Now in the second part of Pesachim, we might have a little bit about this, but not for now. So the Gemara says, since there's a hechitimtzah, there's a possibility of bringing bikurim as wine, so that's the bikurim that requires shira. That's what the Gemara just said. That we had a stira. On the one hand, we're telling me bikurim needs shira. On the other hand, we're telling me enum shilayayin. So the Gemara says, you're right, that when you bring any other fruit for Bikurim, you tap it, don't say Shira, because Enam Shira Yayin. The only fruit you could possibly say Shira on is grapes, and only if you bring it is a bottle of wine. And it happens to be punk. Grapes are the only fruit you tap allowed to bring is wine. So it comes out that a Bikurim really to Enam Shira between me and you? No. 9 out of 10 times, there's no Shira. But if you decide to bring a bottle of wine to the base of Mikdash, then and only then you sing Shira, L'kayim HaShenemar, Enam Shira Yayin. At Kent Debeg.
The only reason we have Shira at the
status
is
because we have our coastal. Wait, we're Mikdash still. We're going to exit Mikdash soon. Right now we're still in Mikdash, quasi Mikdash. So we just read this Gemara together. The Gemara just invoked the principle that appears in Brachas Aflamidei, Erechin Daf Yud Aleph, Einom Shilayayin, plugged it into Bikurim, asked the Bon Kasha, and retracted and said that you're right, 99% of the time there is no Shira in Bikurim, just that one quirk that the guy brings a bottle of wine. No, it's Kasha. Tosa said that the cloud in Om Shulayayim was only said, Ochama is kidding by Chesuzbech. Vizachesuzbech. What's the Gemara? How can the China can ask you? What was the Gemara's Kasha in the first place? The Gemara Kasha would be Kurim in Om Shulayayim. According to Tosa in Brachas of Lamanei, what was the Kasha to begin with? the Pella, Amish Pella. This is that Magash, this is Mechus Chinuch's Kach. So Mechus Chinuch says, it's in the favor of Shigamar and Erev Tafid Aleph, Mamish and Tysis. You know what Tysis told about Rochus? Tysis and Asugi, Mamish, they don't know what Tysis is saying. The Gemara says, Pepole, that Einom Shir Layayin applies to Bikurim, there's no Chilos Mizbech. Or is there? Is there something of an Achilas Mizbeach in Bikurim that can justify the Gemara's question in the worldview of Tosis?
Isn't that enough?
So there are things that are done with the Bikurim vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, but it would be very, very hard to call that Achilas Mizbeach. I don't have a lot of difficulty justifying that. The Mizbeach doesn't eat the Bikurim. Nothing's brought on the Mizbeach per se. It's put next to the Mizbeach, way better than the Mizbeach. Different things are done. So some Acharonim, Mamish throw their hands up. They're working so hard to try to figure out how do you defend Tosis? Some Acharonim came up with the following idea. The Mishnah Bikurim happens to tell us that when you bring Bikurim, you're supposed to accompany the Bikurim with a Korban. Bikurim to unim Korban. You're supposed to bring a small Korban together at the time of the Avos of Bikurim. So some Acharonim said, aha! You're supposed to bring the Korban together with the Bikurim. So that shows that the whole Bikurim process is a Mizbech Tekadin, even though not that the Bikurim Mamish Achilles Mizbech, the fruit itself is taken not Nechel Gavi Mizbech, but the Korban that accompanies the fruit is Nechel Gavi Mizbech. So maybe there's some fancy Lomdish terminology we can label the Bikurim themselves almost like a Mizbech Tekadin, Achilles Mizbech Tekadin, and maybe that could justify Tosis. That's quite a jump, quite a leap of faith. It's such a leap of faith because many question whether that din, that the Bikurim have to be accompanied by a Korban, is even a din in the Raisa in the first place. It's not even clear where that even comes from, that you have to accompany the Bikurim with the Korban. It doesn't say that in Parshat Kisavu, explicitly at least. So there is a machlokes acharonim, whether the Hakrabas HaKorban, Mishas, Avos, Bikurim is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. If you're going to tell me that Akrabas HaKorban is the feature that gives legitimacy to this Kasha, the Gemara, you better believe that Korban is a Deraisa. If you think that Korban is just a Dinder Abonim, added on, tacked on at a later point in history, then this Gemara makes absolutely no sense according to Tosis. So it's a stretch. It's a big, big stretch. It's kind of hard to understand, but you have to say something, somewhere along those lines. It's interesting, there is a... discuss this shaila, but in the Korbas HaKorban that accompanies Bikurim, is that really a din d'oraisa or not? In light of the following, when we were little, so we were always taught, we used to come home with the sheets for every yontif. Kol haShemot shel haChagim, right? We all went to the same school there. Shemot shel haChagim. So it's Zman, Matan Torateinu, and Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaShavuot. So we always had that image of Shavuos is the Yom HaBikurim. That's what's called the Chumash of Yom HaBikurim. So, wait, I always, as a little kid, always had this imagery of everyone coming up, you know, coming up to Shalayim with their baskets on their heads on Shavuos and coming to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they did in Shavuos in Bizmash Beis HaMikdash. They all brought their Bikurim. Is that true? So, first of all, that's not even why Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim. It's called Yom HaBikurim because it's the first day that the korban of the tziachitim is brought. Yom HaBikurim akrivcha mincha chadash l'Hashem. So the Torah says exactly what it's called of Yom HaBikurim. It happens to be that the din is you can't bring Bikurim until the k'shteh halechem, the mincha chadash, is brought. So Shavuos is the beginning of the Bikurim season. That is correct. Whether on the Yom of Shavuos themselves they brought Bikurim is not at all clear. Doesn't say anywhere in Chazal they actually did or did not bring Bikurim on Shavuos proper. So it's called the Yom HaBikurim because it's the Korban HaBikurim, and that Korban HaBikurim, i.e. the Shteh Lechem, is called the Korban of Yom HaBikurim, Kriv Chamin Chadosh L'Hashem Shavuoseichem. That Korban is called the Korban HaBikurim, and that enables you, Lamaisa, to bring all your fruit for the rest of the year as Bikurim. But the imagery of on Shavuos proper bringing Bikurim is not clear. So there is a discussion that appears in Marek Magazi. Magazi was the classic Peirush in Maseches Becharis. Every line, it's written on the Ramban. The Rif didn't write his Halacha L'Maaseh stuff on Becharis, but the Ramban did. The Ramban took over where the Rif left off. So the Baruch Gazi decides to write a Perush on the Ramban of Masechet Becharis. So there's like one word in the Ramban, and then you have like 40 pages of Maharaj Al Ghazi's. It's like Mechas Chinuch style, that it's anything you ever wanted to hear about anything that had any resemblance, anything, any connection to anything ever. That's what he writes about. It's on and on and on and on. So it was the class. The one that many Svarim of Becharis, it was the classic of all classics for many, many hundreds of years. That was the classic Sefer of Becharis. Remember when I was learning Becharis the first time? So we used to look in Maharaj Al Ghazi every once in a while, but it's printed. I can show you actually. Here it is. Gives you an idea. This is the Ramban of Maharaj Al Ghazi. Pages and pages and pages. Like that. Maybe that's why I can't say anything these days. So we used to look and try to find things. It was impossible to find things. Shortly after we finished learning the Sefer Becharis, I learned Becharis with Dan and Rabbi Feldman. We learned Becharis with Becharis. So shortly after we finished, so they reprinted the Maharaj Al Ghazi, like the new Mechas Chinuch, like footnotes and block print and broken into paragraph and chapters. And mamash beautiful, you know, mamash, the Sheol. So I bought myself a Maharaj Al Ghazi as a treaty after we had already finished the Becharis. But I also bought one for Marsha Kol at the time, because I was in charge of buying Sfarim for the Kol in those years. So I figured it was important. You never know when you need a new Maharaj Al Ghazi in the Kol. So you had some extra funds. So I put a Maharaj Al Ghazi for the Kol. And at the time, some people in SOY were asking me and some other guys, what Sfarim is the base medicine? Is it the base medicine? Why base medicine must have a Maharaj Al Ghazi? So that particular year at the Sfarim sale, they were selling Maharaj Al Ghazi. I bought one, Rabbi Feldman bought one, we bought one for the Marsha Kol, and we bought one for the White Base Medrash. I think that was all four. They were sold out. And the Sfarim sale guys could not figure out for the life of them why in the world this was, they didn't realize I was behind all four of the sales. But it was, they couldn't figure out. It was a joke. I don't think it really happened. The next year they ordered like 20 of them and nobody bought them. But anyway, so the same Maharaj Al Ghazi, in Masechet Becharis, so he actually talks about this topic. He talks about this issue. Did Lamaisa, did they bring Bikurman Shavuos? So he has a right, one of the Rishonim, that they didn't bring Bikurman Shavuos. Why didn't they bring Bikurman Shavuos? For a simple reason. Bikurman had to be accompanied by a carbon. And who said you're allowed to bring that carbon on Shavuos? On Yom Tov, it's very, very limited. It's not a free fall of carbonus in Yom Tov. Some carbonus are allowed to be brought in Yom Tov, some are not allowed to bring others. Riyach, Nisham, Chagiga, carbonus Ayyayim, Nansman. It's not so simple, you're allowed to bring carbonus on carbon Yachid on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Al Ghazi claims that there are some Rishonim who hold that you couldn't have possibly brought the Bikurim on Yom Tov because you can't bring the carbon that accompanies the Bikurim. And he's assuming that's Mamshol within their eyes. So again, if you're interested in that particular Nakuda, if that's the Shasta Joseph, then you have to bend over backwards and read through some Sugis and Bikurim and try to figure out, is that the defense for Tosis? But the Mechas Chinuch thought the whole Tosis was not correct. The Mechas Chinuch thought that the Pashas and Kalahim and the Chalaf contradicts Tosis. A complete and total contradiction to Tosis, that there is no such problem. But the Gemara says, Ein Om Mishir L'Yayin, it meant exactly what it said. Ein Om Mishir L'Yayin, always, not Perush, sometimes, here in Mizbeach, here, and others, Ein Om Mishir L'Yayin. So let's take the Mechas Chinuch's Pshadim, when Erechim for a second, go back to Brachas. Let's go back to that Tosis. Small Tosis again, analyze every word in the Tosis. So Tosis and Dabla Minhei did not just say it like that, Perush, that Ein Om Mishir L'Yayin is limited to Mizbeach. They put a raya. What was the raya? Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. At the end of that, he remarks to Shein Om Shir L'Yayin. Aval v'adem atzina shir v'lo yayin, kon halo shevishchit is p'sochen. So Tosfos, halo. He said halo. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah it v'seches p'sochen. The reason why the Hasidim say halo ada yom hazeh when they bake matzahs in Erev Pesach in the afternoon is because of that mishnah. It's a zechet halo of the shchitz of Pesach. Tosfos didn't just say it flippantly. Tosfos said a raya brought from Mishnah. But they said halal, shalom l'yayin. How can it be? It must be. It's not a chilas mizbech. How would Mechas Chinuch respond to that?
Halal is not the same as shira.
Oh. So we're going to go along those lines in a second. But first, I'll tell you what Mechas Chinuch said. Mechas Chinuch said the whole premise of the question was the whole premise of the raya was not correct. Which kabbonos? Which kabbalist do you say? Do you say Shiron? You would think, based on what I'm saying, every carbon under the sun you say Shiron. That's not true. A guy brings his own personal carbon and doesn't say Shiron. Carbon Tobin. It has to be a carbon Sibur. It has to be Kachikachim. So, Kabbalah Book of Sikhan says, Halil, and under the Shira of carbon Pesach. That wasn't the Shira that we were talking about. It's not a Shira deraisa b'chlal. So why were they saying it for? She read the Rabbanan, I don't know why. It's a nice thing, our face is in a good mood, happy mood. We'll sing some songs. We'll do a make-believe with the Rabbanan Shira. But that's not the Shira of Shira Machlas HaKvaras, the Shira of Shira Yayin. It's not a Shira Deraisa. It doesn't have any of the characteristics of a Shira Deraisa. So it's a Pella and Taisus. What did Taisus even bring a Raya in the first place from Shira of Korm Pesach? It's not even the same Sugi B'chol. So Bechaz Chinuch disqualifies Taisus Raya almost on very, very technical, nitty-gritty grounds that it's not Kachi Kachi, it's like Tibur. And then Machsev Eb Taisus. But could we go a little bit more than that? And maybe potentially question Tosfos Raya and bring the Gemara Erechim back to life and interpret the Gemara Erechim Kipshuto. And not be so disturbed with Tosfos Raya. Remember that Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim? I don't think I put it on the Ramkan. I should have put it on the Ramkan. Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah describes the beautiful, beautiful, you know, many people say it in their Pesach, but say it in their Pesach, how Shachtos HaPesach, Koras HaHalel, Im Shonim Shushum, right? If there wasn't enough time to Shechtos the Kabbanis, they sang the Halel again, and the third time, a beautiful, beautiful whole description, illustration of Bizman Shabbos HaBik Dishay Kayim. And just one small question. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, Koru Es HaHalel. I don't know who the subject of that sentence is. The Mishnah doesn't say, who read the Halal? What options do we have?
Leviim,
either the Leviim, like a Shir Shai Leviim, are over Beis HaMikdash. They were the ones who were entrusted with Shiras HaLeviim, Shiras HaMikdash. Or
Yisrael,
the guys themselves, you and me. They're not you and me. You. Us, not you, not the two Levim, not the Levim here. So the rest of us, the regular guys, the Israel. Who was Koras HaHalel? So it's a Beferish Machlokes in Rishonim. Who was Koras HaHalel? That Machlokes, who was Koras HaHalel, is not just a Machlokes as to who, but it is a Machlokes as to what. Namely, what is the nature of this Halel? What's great Halel? What is this all about with the singing Halel on Erev Pesach? So one can understand the Halal of the Beis HaMikdash in our Pesach one of two ways. Either this is part of Parsha Shiras HaLeviim. Now Shiras HaLeviim was not the same perek proper to them every day. Sunday they said this, and Monday they said that, Shabbos they said this, Rosh Chodesh they said this, and Yom Tov they said this, Rosh Hashanah they said that. Every day had its own Shiras HaLeviim in my own room. So the Shira of Erev Pesach, of Korban Pesach, was the words of Halal. But conceptually, halachically, it wasn't all that different than Sunday morning, Shira B'Shas Korban Tomei. If you learn like those Rishonim, that Leviim HaYukor was a Halal, and you learn that the Parsha of Halal in Beis HaMikdash was a Shira Salvim Dikedin, that's one way of learning, but there's a radically different way of learning. What's the radically different way of learning? It wasn't even Leviim who was singing in the first place. It was you and I who were singing, the Israelim were singing. If I'm singing, that's not Shira Salvim, I'm not a Levi. If I'm singing, what is it? It is much closer to what than just the Shira Salavim. What is it? It's closer to Asher Kedishah to the Kros HaHalel. It's closer to the Halel of Chanukah, of Yom Tov, Shavuot, Sukkot. It's a Mechayev of Halel. Shechit is a Pesach, it's a Mechayev of Halel. Not a Mechayev of Shira Salavim, it's a Mechayev of Halel. So that machlokes of Rishonim, who exactly was saying the Halel, is not just machlokes who, it's machlokes what is this nature? What is this all about? Is this Shiras HaLeviim? Then obviously it's said by Leviim. If it's said by Yisraelim, then it's nothing to do with Shiras HaLeviim. This rule of Ein Omer Shira, El Al Hayayin, does that rule of any ramifications whatsoever outside of Shiras HaLeviim? Absolutely not. Haraya, we don't say Halel and Chanukah. When was the last time we picked up a cup of wine at Chanukah when we say Halel? We don't say Halal Shavuos morning and Shul over a cup of wine. Even in our Torah, over a cup of grape juice. No, we don't do that. We don't say Halal, why not? Einom Shilayayim. The answer is that's a joke. It's a joke of Akasha. Einom Shilayayim means Einom Shiras HaLeviim El Alayayim. But Shiras Halal, Halal is a different din lagamre. Shiras HaLeviim L'chud HaHalal. So, L'chora, Tosis' whole question and the whole proof And the whole limitation of Agavar, and the whole trouble they got into with Rechasim's Kashrim Erechim, was all based on one premise. Tosfos was learning Mitchil Yatzayf, that it was the Levim who was singing Hallel on Erev Pesach. And since it was Levim who was singing Hallel, therefore, Tosfos posed the question, hey, wait a second, Enom Shir Layayin, to which Tosfos said, you're right. It was Shir Salavim, and it's not subject to Enom Shir Layayin, because it's not a Shir of what? Of a Chilus of Mizbech. And that became the source for Tosfos' whole Shtickel Torah. So what Tosfos Radi and brought this up on A is because they were learning Pesachim in a certain manner, they were clearly holding that it was Shir Salavim, therefore they brought a Raya from Pesachim. Anyone who questions that it was Shir Salavim wouldn't even think that was the beginning of Raya, not even a token Raya, zero, it's a meaningless discussion. It's as meaningful as discussing why we don't say Hallel of a cup of wine in Shul of Chai. So, L'chora, if you're not Meshuvah to this Tosfos, if you think the Mechas Chinuch is Emes, if you think that the Pashtus of the Gemara in Erechim indicates that Einom Shir Layayin applies to the Alashirus of Mikdush, not just the Chilus Mizbeach, Alashirus of Mikdush, Alashirus of Mikdush with the Shirus Alevim. A brashir of Hallel that just happens to be taking place in the precincts of the Mesa Mishra, but it's not a Mikdush Dikah Hallel, it's a Klai Yisrael Dikah Hallel, it's not a Levim Dikah Hallel. So then, Tokushim, they call Lesa. So in Tosfos and Brachos, it's not clear. You know, if you read this Tosfos and Brachos, Tosfos doesn't spell out this. See, they don't tell you that their Raya, the whole Raya was all of three words. Hallel Shem Shechidus Pesachim. They don't spell out the fact that, by the way, this is because we hold the Shir Salavim. They don't make this clear. But if you take a look in Pesachim, should have put this Tosfos in the Mamukhanis. Tosfos Pesachim Daf Samach Daled. Just read the Tosfos. Tosfos Pesachim Daf Samach Daled. Koras HaHalel, Perish Levim. So first thing Tosfos says, by the way, it's Levim. And look at the Sefer that supports that. Once they say Perish Levim, now listen to the next line. Koshalari. Hey, wait a second. The Gemara in Erechin and the Gemara in Brachis, Eino Mashiach Elayayin. I'm a read. Tachi Perusha. Ein om mishir b'shas hakrovas korban el ayayin. But whatever shalo b'shas hakrova, hayom mishir shalo ayayin kevin tuchti. Exactly what Tosha said over here in Brachas of Lamedei. But what's added by the Tosha in Sochem Zav Samach Dalad? They introduced their kasha by telling you perish alavim. Because they were learning, like those Rishayim, that the Shira of Pesachim is Shira Salavim, that enabled them to pose their question, hey, wait a second, Shalol Yayin, that enabled them to give their Shtickel Torah that it's only by Shira the Achilles Mizbech. So, if I'm not mistaken, I think Tzlach, that even this Perish Pesachim, I think, points out this aura, that what's unclear in the Tosfos and Brachos is clear as day in the Tosfos and Masechet Sota. Yeah, it's just think of Tosfos and Masechet Sota, Alam and Alf, in Pesach. So, if I say, what we have in front of us now is not just a question about the general parameters of Einam Shir Layayin, whether it's limited to Achilles Mizbech or applies to others, but we now have a secondary machlokes that just emanated as to how do you understand Pshat in the Sugim Sachem? Is a Hallel of Erev Pesach, Shir Pesach, is it basically Shir Salavim or is it basically just a Kris Hallel? That machlokes could impact on a very, very famous question that the Rishayim are bothered with. There's a famous statement that Gemara says in Maseches Erech and also in Maseches Tainis, Yudch Amrav Yechran Yudches Yomim Shayachig Gomes HaHalal. There are 18 days a year that Halal is completed. Completed in contrast to the days of Pesach after the first day, which Chatzi Halal. But Yudches Yomim Shayachig Gomes HaHalal, V'Goyim L'Chafal of Yom. And Chutz Laretz are 3 extra days. The second day of Pesach, Sechus Torah, and second day of Shavuos. So there are 18 or 21 days where Gomer is a Hallel. And the Gemara spells out exactly what they are. It was 8 days of Hanukkah, and it's 8 days of Sukkot, Gun Shemini Atzeres, first day of Pesach, and the first day of Shavuos. 18, get to 18. It's a little later than that. Get to 18. What's the kasha? So about Erev Pesach.
Not everyone says.
But I'm the Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, B'shash, Chit, Sekor, but Erev Pesach. I didn't say in Shul.
Right, but not everyone's in the basic mikvah.
Okay. That could have been an answer, but based on what we're saying, let's think of another answer. Yirches Yom Shei Yachig Gomer Sahalel.
Yachis
Levim. This doesn't do anything. If you count the Shira Salavim, there are 365 days Shabbat Shira. This is not the Hallel. It's the same words, Hallel, but it's not the Halakhic Hallel. It's not a din of Hallel. It's not a licorous Hallel. It's Shir Salavim. That happened to be the problem with the Hallel. That happened, oh, by golly, coincidentally, with the problem of Hallel. But this is not a din from Hallel. This is a din of Shir Salavim. But according to the other Rishonim, according to those who disagree with Tosfos, according to the Rishonim, we're learning that Rashi seems to say that the Sheikh there, Pesach themselves, said it. So why isn't it mentioned? What's wrong? What's missing? Maybe it's this said. Maybe not everybody said it. Not everybody showed up. So it's not like the other days when no matter where you are, you have to say it. Maybe.
Maybe it's not Yom because it's already leading to Lila. The same sort of why you don't say Hallel.
What is Kriya? What is Shira?
Maybe. You say the word.
It's not the Yom that's Machayev there. It's the Shechit, it's the Korban.
So the Ramban in Pesach writes that the reason why the Erev Pesach Hallel didn't make the list because it's not Yichis Yomim Shagram Zahala. Yom Shagram Zahala means, like Steve said, the Yom, you're saying Hallel after the Yom. There's something special about the day. These days, these are the 8 days of Hanukkah. These are days of Hallel. Hakom Yom Toiv Hallel. Sukkot, these are days of Simcha. Yimei Hallel. Shavuot, first day of Pesach, I'll say Yimei Hallel. Yimei Yom Tov, Yimei Hallel. You're saying Hallel there at Pesach because it happens to be that you're doing a mitzvah, Shavuot of Pesach, that happens to be a Mechayev Hallel. But it's not the Yom, that's why, it's in a sense, it's the lumpness of what you're saying. Haraya, proof positive, if you're not Shechting the Pesach, I'm not saying it. So you're saying in terms of Lemais and Mitzvahs, I'm saying in terms of the Gurim and Hamach is clearly different. And the Ramban says, I'll bring you Raya Bur then, right? That the reason why you don't, it's not on the list is because it's a Hallel Shal Mitzvah, not Hallel of Yom. So if the Ramban, there's another Hallel that's also not on the list. What is that? The Hallel of Leil HaSeder. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah, you say Hallel of Leil HaSeder. Why isn't that on the list? So the answer, you know what the Ramban says? Because the Hallel of Leil HaSeder is also a Hallel Shal Mitzvah. It's a Hallel of Achilles Pesachim. It's a Hallel that's emanates from Shechitas HaPesach, that's the Mishnah Pesachim in the 5th parak, and the Hallel Achilles HaPesach in the 10th parak. The only reason why we say Hallel by the Seder is because we eat Matzah Zeich HaPesach, so our Hallel is a Zeich to the Hallel of the Beis HaMikdash. So I state in the Ramban. Those who don't buy into that terrace of the Ramban would respond, don't bother me with the Hallel of Pesach. And you know why? A very simple Balabatcha terrace. Yudchez Yomim Leilos Leilak or Tarim. It's not a yom. That's what's on the list. So again, we're just throwing this out because this impacts on how that we say, how that we do say at the Leil HaSeder, which everybody says, may halachically according to the Ramban be the same as the Hallel of Erev Pesach, and according to other Rishonim, the Kushim Mekor Leisa. We don't have a chanting about Hallel of Erev Pesach. The Shir Salavim wasn't Hallel. So again, a lot has been found in between these lines of the Gemara. So let's just, what do we have? Gemara, Enom Shir LaYayin, clearly it's a Din Deraisa, we had a Lomdash of Hakira, is it the Yayin the Mechayev, is it the Korban that's Mechayev, we thought that's Mechayev, it's the Rosh and Erechim. Then we had Taisus Chiddush, his Perish, that it doesn't always apply on Erechilus Mizbeach, we had Mechasimus Kashif and the Gemara Erechim. Then we said that maybe one could be Deicha Taisus Raya, that forced Taisus into that difficult position from the Halash Chiddush of Pes. We said, not necessarily, Halash Chiddush of Pes may be different than altogether, maybe it's not even a Din of Shir Salavim altogether, it's not subject to Enom Shir LaYayin, which we highlighted that may or may not be helpful for other things as well. But there's still more to this Tosfos, still more to this sugya a little bit, so hopefully next week we'll talk about some of the final touches on the sigils.